With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump is threatening to wipe out Iran's civilization tonight if Tehran does not agree to the terms of his latest demands for a ceasefire.
In his darkest and most violent comments since the start of the Iran war, President Trump warned that a whole civilization will die tonight, never to be brought back again. He wrote online that he doesn't want that to happen, but it probably will. The president has demanded that Iran reopen the Strait of Hormuz to all shipping traffic, or else the U.S. will strike Iranian power plants and bridges. He said Iran still has time to capitulate ahead of tonight's deadline. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The president's threats are getting a thumbs down at the United Nations. U.N. spokesman Stefan Dujarric.
There is no military objective that justifies the wholesale destruction of a society's infrastructure or the deliberate infliction of suffering on civilian populations.
Meanwhile, Russia and China have vetoed a UN Security Council resolution that was aimed at reopening the Strait of Hormuz. After a record-breaking trek around the moon, the crew of the Artemis II is now on a path back toward Earth.
The Artemis II astronauts treated to never-before-seen views of the moon's far side and a solar eclipse.
Such a majestic view out here.
Mission Commander Reid Wiseman.
Some great science and some great, truly human experience.
A splashdown return set for Friday.
That is Ben Thomas reporting. During their flyby, the three Americans and one Canadian were treated to never-before-seen views of the moon's far side by eye, also a solar eclipse. Michigan has won the NCAA men's basketball championship. They pulled it off with a 69-63 victory last night over UConn. In the process, UConn lost its bid to win what would have been its third title in four seasons. This is SRN News. Virginia pays some bills, a church does, on behalf of people in the community.
Over 400 families facing eviction from public housing in Alexandria have been saved by the Alfred Street Baptist Church. The congregation has paid off $1 million in back rent that was owed to the city. Pastor Howard John Wesley tells the Washington Post, quote, "As the Lord changes our life, the Lord empowers us to change the lives of others." The church has a history of raising a lot of money for community needs, recently paying off local students' college loan debts. Michael Harrington reporting.
President Trump has embraced the group Moms for Liberty. It made a name for itself at the local level, fighting to win control of school boards as it battled woke indoctrination in the classroom. Now it's helping the administration address challenges from transgender sports bans to artificial intelligence and more. Supporters say the group's trajectory speaks to the power of its parental rights agenda. This is SRN News. Turkish officials say gunmen attacked a building housing the Israeli consulate in Istanbul.
Gunfire has erupted outside a building housing the Israeli consulate in Istanbul, leaving two assailants dead and a police officer wounded, Turkey's Habertürk broadcaster reports. The media says attackers were carrying long-barrel weapons. An exchange of fire with police left two assailants killed while a third assailant was captured. One officer sustained injuries during the clash. The area surrounding the building was quickly sealed off. I'm Charles Tulledesma.
The British government has blocked the rapper formerly known as Kanye West from entering the UK as the controversy over his anti-Semitic statements led to calls for planned headline performances at a major music festival to be cancelled. Ye, as he's now known, had been expected to perform in front of about 150,000 revelers in July at the open-air Wireless Festival in London. This is SRN News.